Later, a hedge knight in a checkered cloak disgraced himself by killing Beric Dondarrion's horse and was declared forfeit. Lord Beric shifted his saddle to a new mount, only to be knocked right off by Thoros of Myr. Sir Aeron Santigar and Lothar Brune tilted thrice without result. Sir Aeron fell afterwards to Lord Jason Lannister, and Brune to Jon Royce's younger son, Robar. In the end, it came down to four: the Hound and his monstrous brother, Gregor, Jaime Lannister, the Kingslayer, and Sir Loras Tyrell, the youth they called the Knight of Flowers. Sir Loras was the younger son of Mace Tyrell, the Lord of Highgarden and Warden of the South. At 16, he was the youngest rider on the field, yet he had unhorsed three knights of the King's Guard that morning in his first three jousts. Sansa had never seen anyone so beautiful. His plate was intricately fashioned and enameled as a bouquet of 1,000 different flowers, and his snow-white stallion was draped in a blanket of red and white roses. After each victory, Sir Loras would remove his helm and ride slowly round the fence, and finally pluck a single white rose from the blanket and toss it to some fair maiden in the crowd. His last match of the day was against the younger Royce. Sir Robar's ancestral runes proved small protection as Sir Loras split his shield and drove him from his saddle to crash with an awful clangor in the dirt. Robar lay moaning as the victor made his circuit of the field.